Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, we should see mostly cloudy skies today with a high temperature of 43 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Saturday, increasing clouds, a high near 36. Saturday night, a 20% chance of snow after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 28. And on Sunday, a chance of snow before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Breezy with southeast wind gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. New snow accumulation of less than half of an inch is possible. And in the news for today, the National Employment Report for November was announced this morning, and the results show that 210,000 jobs were added last month, a disappointment for those who were expecting a more robust showing. These figures were put together before the emergence and impact of the new Omicron variant has had a chance to show its effect on the job market. The national unemployment rate stands at 4.2%, with 6.9 million Americans unemployed and 2.1 million claims being made for unemployment in November. The new figures show that the U.S. economy added back fewer jobs than expected in November, while the unemployment rate fell further than anticipated to the lowest rate since February 2020. Professional and business services and transportation and warehousing led the gains, while hiring in leisure and hospitality was sluggish and retail lost jobs despite the traditional holiday hiring season. The latest Wisconsin jobs report show the unemployment rate stands at 3.2%, well below the national average, with a total of 101,000 unemployed workers in the state. As of November 20th, there had been 35,000 new unemployment claims filed. In a report from WPR Online News, federal environmental regulators have announced Wisconsin will receive $142.7 million to target the removal of lead pipes, harmful forever chemicals like PFAS, and water challenges in underserved communities as part of the first allocation under the bipartisan infrastructure law. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan announced the funding Thursday as part of a $7.4 billion award to states and tribes under the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill signed into law by President Biden on November 15th. The award is part of $44 billion in state revolving loan funds that will be distributed over the next 5 years to help state and tribal governments make long overdue upgrades to drinking water and wastewater systems. The city of Viroqua has completed its first offering of funding for homeowners to have their galvanized metal water lines replaced. The city of Viroqua had been awarded $200,000 from the state DNR to provide grants to homeowners to replace galvanized water services connected to lead goosenecks. A survey was sent to 344 residences requesting information on water service material. The Nearly Noon News received information that the city was planning on reoffering the funding in the new year. And finally today, if you missed or want to hear past Nearly Noon News reports, they are available as a podcast and can be downloaded from our website, wdrt.org. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.